Voices Tour from Pinstripes in Northbrook is brought to you by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here at 720 WGN. And speaking of Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands, Jeannie Nuccio, we've been talking about you all afternoon, haven't we?
I know, yes.
You're our hosting agent here because you have invited us here.
Yes.
And we thank you for doing that. And you're also actively very involved. It's really interesting as we've done this for a number of years with Allstate to get to meet the agents. It is interesting how insurance agents, specifically Allstate, do get completely sort of woven into the communities that they're working in, right?
Right.
Because you gotta, because it really, when you think about it, that's what it's all about.
Right. And I've literally grown up in Northbrook. 41 years I've worked here.
Wow.
So I may even insure some people in this room. And if I don't, I hope to in the future. I've grown up with them. I know them. As an insurance agent, you have to learn everything about a person.
I would imagine.
The good, the bad,
the
illnesses, the deaths, the babies, the everything.
Yeah. Fires,
so
you
become very involved. We're there when they need us. And then in my case, I insure the kids of the people I insured. And now the kids have kids.
Well,
so
that says something about you.
I hope so.
I've found that to be true of Allstate. I've been a lifelong Allstate customer, and it was because my folks were involved, and then the agent. The interesting thing is that the agent has been there. Now his daughter runs the agency. It's a very familial sort of thing, and so it moves around. But I just call. I don't even have to say my name. I say
call
hello, and they go, "Oh, what did you do now?"
Do you say hello like that, or do you say in your high pitched voice?
I go,
it's Ro.
Yeah.
It's Ro.
And I don't even have to say that. They go, "Hello," or I think I might be already on their caller ID, and it's sort of like, "Now what?
Who's going to take this one?"
It's your turn. So now, all right. So 41 years here, and you're in the actual Allstate HQ over here, right?
Yes.
Is that a good or a bad thing? Is that intimidating or?
It's a great thing because I started outside of the corporate headquarters, so I got to know families in the area, and then now I have 9,000 employees that I work with who come in my office and see me. So it's a very great opportunity
That's
and privilege to be there.
You ever go up there and like to the corporate office and go, let me show you how this is done right here, and make a few cold calls?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never made a cold call in my life.
Really?
Never. I built my business on referrals. Literally.
That is amazing.
Do
you all have like ping pong tables over there and stuff? Is it like Google like that?
They have bikes that you could take from building to building
like
for a meeting.
Yeah.
They have golf leagues. They have baseball leagues. They have basketball leagues. They have retail Starbucks. Have a Red Mango. They have a shoe store, a shoe repair store, a cleaners.
Do you guys need
barber.
A traffic girl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have those, too.
That
we
sounds amazing.
Those, yeah.
Yes. Do you need a traffic girl? Yes. Just to get
them home.
Is
always looking for his highest bidder.
You would cause accidents.
Well, but then I have something to report on.
Yeah, you would stop traffic.
Yeah.
That was nice. Thank you.
Yeah, she's. You know, that's not what she meant.
Anyway,
the point is, the point is that I turn her microphone off, would you? Anyway, I like the idea of the bicycles there because that's sort of like like its own insurance issue, isn't it? I mean, do you really want people riding around the bikes? They ride through the parking lots on the bikes because if they did,
I'll tell you the best story. The other day, I go to my car, which is in the farthest lot. Okay. I see a bicycle laying on the ground. They have to walk so far to get to their car. Somebody rode the bike to their car and just left the bike laying there.
Did you report on that, Violetta? I don't remember that in your traffic report.
Yeah, it caused a lot of delays in that parking lot.
I don't know.
Well, 8,000 frustrated drivers. It's a lot of people.
I would be wandering around. Again, where's the guy? Where's the? I mean, I'd be all totally freaked out by that.
I know.
You have to wear helmets, right?
No.
That's all right. Self-insured. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they've got a guy.
They got a guy in insurance. Okay, man, we'll figure this out.
Right.
And Allstate has also moved into financial services too, right?
you know, it's a it's an area that we take care of every catastrophe in a person's life. And the most important thing is their life in retirement. We have great financial experts. We have great products. You know, I love these people. These people are like my family. Mm-hmm. And if something happened and I hadn't talked to them about life insurance, I guarantee you I would feel really bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because that's not what Allstate, you know, you think about fire, casualty, auto, and all that sort of stuff. So life, you know, it's it is for one-stop shopping.
Right.
Right? It's like
we want to take care of the person, yeah. Everything in their life.
Yeah.
So they don't have to go anywhere else.
And it is, and it is true, when you do have people that know you, that you're dealing with, and that can help you through the process or a claims process,
right.
Or whatever it is.
Right.
Sometimes, I don't know, not that, you know, Jeannie, not that this happens like, you know, once a month or anything, but when I am calling my agent and they're like, now what? And, you know, if there is a claim, they've been really great, you know, like, and that actually, the claim service center is awesome. The
yep.
800 number that you call.
Yep.
It's so much easier than, you know, like back in the day.
Right.
Right. I mean, it wasn't such a simple process. Now it's especially with like,
fabulous.
Cell phone technology and stuff
yes.
like that, where
yes.
you take pictures of things,
yes.
and here's what I did, and I show my arm dangling. It's like they've got it all worked out.
I hope you have your Allstate app on your phone.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I do.
That helps.
For your ID card is
yeah.
there all the
oh,
time.
Yeah. My home. Uh-huh.
Does it let you store your pictures of your stuff that you insure on the app?
No, you have to do that
do
for Allstate.com.
Okay.
But
okay.
they do have that digital locker, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find that thing. It's in my utilities.
Do you ever have any really needy clients like a Roe who comes in like a little too much and sits around just wants to tell you their life story and talk to you about everything going on.
I talk to my insureds about 2 minutes for the business part.
Okay.
And then the rest of it is to catch up on their life.
Yeah,
I know everything about these people.
I'm going to need 8 hours
to
do tomorrow.
Men are worse. Men are worse than women.
Is that true?
Now, wait a second. Now, what is that supposed
is that
to
true?
Mean?
Oh, they talk. They want to tell you everything. Because I'm a woman and they feel like they could tell me anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
Yeah.
It does sound right.
Yeah. I wonder what this yeah, thanks. Yeah. It's going great.
It's gang up on road.
Yeah, that's what it is. Don't worry about it. I'm having it's real good. Hey, let's take a quick time out for the traffic. And then when we come back, and Violetta, to make sure that you've got the Allstate parking lot covered on this particular report, I want to talk about this connection that you've got with hockey here in North
Okay.
Branch. It's actually very cool stuff that you're doing. And a check presentation, too.
Yes.
Ooh.
And you're going to talk to Tom also, president of the board.
Do we have a big check, by the way? Do we have
one of those big cardboard ones that we can stand
check?
Behind and take a picture?
No? Yes, we do.
It's coming up.
Oh,
we're getting a nod.
Oh, thank God. You know, I don't believe in a check presentation. Just hand, like, a check over.
Because
that's like what I would do. It's like a blank piece of paper. Go, yeah, it's $1 million on a check. Don't worry about
Give
it.
Give me the money.
Yeah, when I want to see the...
Right,
well,
right.
We don't want to hand cash over because that's what people go to jail for.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know...
if you don't take it out in the right increments.
Right, writ large, right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the big check, there's nothing like it. And I swear, before I go... I am going to stand behind somebody in a bank where they have the big check and they're mm-hmm. handing it over to the teller behind and they're trying to run it through that machine.
That's
I cannot
on your
wait
life
for
checklist?
That. It's on my life checklist. All right. Jeannie, stand by 1 second. We'll come
right
back.
Good.
And we're also going to give away our first prize right here at Pinstripes. If you're within the sound of my voice, you're near Northbrook, you want to come by. We're here till 7 o'clock. It is the Pinstripes in Northbrook, all part of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from the Pinstripes in Northbrook, presented by Allstate Chicago's own good hands. It is the Roe Contra with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Jeannie Nuccio is with us. She is the Northbrook Allstate agent because we're here live in Northbrook at Pinstripes. Thanks for our dear friends at Allstate, Chicago's own good hands for the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour. And now you are intimately involved in the hockey industry here in Northbrook.
And Chicago.
And
Chicago. Hasn't missed a Blackhawks game, she was telling you.
And I'm a corporate sponsor
See?
Of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yes, indeed you are.
And I'm in a state of depression.
Yes.
Well.
I'm going to look at it this way. You know, they have not been in the Stanley Cup finals, not been in over four seasons.
Right.
And I think it's time for a little time off.
A little break. They'll go golfing. They'll go golfing. It'll be good.
And I'm, but you know, when you've seen how they've reconfigured that team time in and time out. Yeah. It really is, it is a very, very amazing thing.
Right. So they'll be exciting to watch for years to come.
Right, yes. They will.
So tell me about, all right, so now you actually provide money for, and we're going to give a check here, to the Northbrook Hockey League, right?
Right.
And Thomas Burke is with us,
right,
who's from the Northbrook Hockey League.
Right.
And Thomas, I'll tell you, all right, so explain what that is exactly.
The Northbrook Hockey League instructs about 450 kids from the age of 3 up through high school. We have different teams, house league, travel teams, that instruction and travel, provide hockey organization for all of them.
Are there any names that have come through that program that we would be familiar with?
Well, we have
Patrick
one that,
Kane?
Not Patrick Kane, not the Jonathan Tays, but we had one, J.T. Comper from Northbrook, mm-hmm. who went through and was drafted in the fifth choice in the second round a couple years ago, and he's with Colorado, just signed a contract with Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, we hate them. So, but it's a nice local story, though.
Yeah.
Yes. We like him, but we hate them. So that's very, very, very good.
One of the things that's been so cool, and we've had been blessed and honored to get to do some live remotes over at the United Center during the Blackhawks season and beyond, is that you see that right before they play, there are all the little kids that come out on the ice and they play competitively, and they just talk about the growth of the sport, how more and more kids are getting interested in it. Girls are coming into the sport a lot more than they used to. Are you witnessing that?
Absolutely. We're definitely a benefit of the Blackhawks' success. Our numbers have grown substantially. And as I said, with 450 kids in the program, we were probably about 300 about 5-6 years ago.
Gee.
So we've benefited from the Blackhawks' success. And the Blackhawks have been great as far as having teams out either in between periods. They offer it to a lot of the organization, the hockey organizations around here, where they give you 200 tickets to buy, and then you can go between intermission and play a scrimmage or do a contest, a relay contest. It's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yes. I once shot the puck at the United Center.
How'd that work out, Ro?
It was the loudest booze I've ever heard in my life. It's the loudest sound of negativity, and I've heard a lot of negative sounds. And this was it was one of the greater moments of rejection. But you know what? It worked out. Thank God it was for a good cause.
Yes.
All right. Now, Jeannie, how much are we going to give them?
$1,000.
$1,000. Look at that. Congratulations on that.
We are very grateful to Allstate and Jeannie for that. Very appreciative.
So the Allstate Foundation is honored, believe me.
Mm-hmm. It's really great. It's going to benefit, as I said, 450 kids. We're able to bring in skills coaches from Michigan to come and teach the kids. We're able to do hockey for free for a day. We work with USA Hockey where we can let kids try it out for free and see if they like it. So we're really very appreciative.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, and we're proud to be whatever little part of that we are. I'm just here for the big check. That's what I like to do. I like to take a picture of the big check, do the grab and grin, and then we move on.
Hopefully that shows up soon.
Yes.
It's here.
It is here.
Good. All right.
We've confirmed a sighting in the building.
Hey, Thomas, can I follow you to the bank? There's a BMO right over here. Can I follow you there and we can walk in and see if we can cash it, sign the back of it.
We could work something out, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I'd like to do that. Our cameras are here, too. They could just follow us in and watch. I've never seen it happen, and I'd like to see. I'd actually like to see before they call the Northbrook police. But, we know the village president now, so we can get out of
there. That's right, you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's when Northfield shows up, then I'm really in trouble.
And most of the police work at Allstate part-time.
Oh, so really?
Directing traffic.
Oh,
so if we're
Violetta,
with you.
There you go. You got that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Jeannie, thank you so much
thank
for doing
you.
This.
Thank you so
out.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank mm-hmm. you for allowing us
Thanks
to present
us.
This to and Thomas and the league.
And Thomas, I wanted to say, thank you. What hockey does for kids, mm-hmm. by and large, all organized sports do it. They teach an incredible sense of responsibility and discipline and all those sorts of things. But hockey is such a very, very special community because it's unique. Right? And it's smaller groups who, really do come to depend on each other and all have to learn to speak with a Canadian accent, even though they were born and raised in Northbrook.
It happens to every single one of them.
Every single one of them that I have ever met. They have a hockey accent. I do not understand it, but it is.
Do you teach Canadian as part of your training?
Nor do we teach having the mouth guard hang out out of the mouth.
The mouth guard hanging out of the mouth look, that thing. You don't teach that. That's not learned. That's just
They adopt it.
Mm-hmm. Do you call your teams the organizations? Because that's what they do in the NHL.
No.
It's not a team. It's an organization. And then when you go to wherever you're playing, it's a building, not a stadium.
It's rinks. Just call them rinks.
No, it's a building. Let me come out. You know what I'll do?
I'm still learning.
Have me come out, and I'll teach the kids Canadian.
Sounds good.
For a couple of days. and we'll just, you know, let me take that out for sort of a verbal spin, and we'll see how we do. I'm sure the parents are really going to enjoy this. All right. Well, once again, thank you both for being here.
Thank you. You guys are fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right. We have.